The hearing is set for the Summit County Justice Center at 9 a.m. If Judge Harris signs the eviction order, technically an order of restitution, which was requested by Talisker a year ago, Park City Mountain Resort would have 60 days to leave the disputed terrain. However, the resort says it plans to appeal the judge's decision and wants any eviction order postponed until its appeals have been settled. Judge Harris has ruled in favor of Talisker on key aspects of the case regarding Park City Mountain Resort's lease of the land, including that the lease expired in 2011. PCMR is now urging the judge to not sign the order or at least postpone its effective date. In its court filings, PCMR warns of catastrophic consequences for the Park City economy, not just the resort, if the resort is evicted from the property. The resort is also arguing for more than the 60 days that Talisker would give them to remove their property if an eviction order is signed. The resort estimates that it would cost $3.5 million to remove several chairlifts, and it would take some 33 weeks, even if crews worked around the clock every day. The resort also intends to remove its snowmaking equipment, vehicles, and other equipment from buildings on land now owned by PCMR. That's estimated to take 40 people 10 weeks working every day and estimated to cost more than $400,000. The resort's plan also includes shortening or realigning three lifts at the base, Payday, Three Kings, and Eagle, to keep them on property that it owns. The resort estimates that would require some 8 to 15 weeks for each lift and cost nearly $2 million. If the resort were to appeal and win the eviction, it estimates that it would take then two construction seasons to reinstall their infrastructure and cost more than $7 million. The economic impacts that the resort claims could be severe. If reduced to operating on its own terrain, the resort says visits could shrink by more than 75%, and most businesses in Park City would see a drop in visitors and income. The filing predicts that this would have a catastrophic impact on the local economy. In response to the resort's filings, Talisker, in a prepared statement, says the court has ruled that the lease with Talisker expired on April 30, 2011. PCMR now has had use of Talisker's land for more than 3 years without paying rent, all the while making enormous profits. The motions are nothing more than the resort's latest unfounded attempt at delay. PCMR has publicly admitted, the statement goes on to say, that they hope to convince Utah courts to ignore 100 years of their own precedents and adopt the law of other states. With all due respect, the statement continues, this is an abuse of the legal system, and Talisker has no intention of allowing PCMR's misguided efforts to continue. A solution cannot be reached for next season or the long term until the resort finally acknowledges that their lease has expired, ends their legal maneuvering, and begins to talk about realistic solutions to the situation. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.